Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Taking Action. We're now in chapter 15, part B. A fellow who had serious difficulties in his marriage shared the following story with me. The biggest problem in my marriage is that as I grew up, I didn't have to do things I didn't enjoy. I wasn't used to doing menial tasks. My father was wealthy and hired people to fix things and take care of everything around the house. We had maids who cleaned and shopped. But when I got married, my wife and I had to live on a very limited budget. She expected me to take care of things I'd never done before. We couldn't afford outside help. I felt that she was being unfair, asking me to do so many trivial things. My wife, on the other hand, felt that I was lazy and spoiled. Her father took care of many things around the house, and she expected me to do the same. I didn't really think about this very carefully before we were married. I don't know what I expected, but I felt it was beneath my dignity to do many of the things that she wanted me to do. We had many quarrels about my not being open to doing what my wife expected me to do. I did a lot of things that I was asked to do around the house, but I was in a rotten mood much of the time. I would mumble to myself, and I would grumble, and kvetch, and I would whine. I was not a happy camper. This led to many arguments and fights. What saved my marriage was the realization that I could control how I felt about doing the things that my wife expected me to do. I agreed that since we couldn't afford to hire outside help, I had to do much more than my father did. I had heard a speech about how our self-talk creates happiness or unhappiness. I used to blame my misery on my wife, and that is why we didn't get along. But I came to realize that my personal unhappiness was all self-created. I was creating how I felt with my own mindset and what I was saying to myself. So what I was saying to myself was really what was causing my feelings and emotions, and that was what was causing my distressful feelings. I was resolved to talk to myself in ways that would enable me to be joyful. I decided that when I did the things my wife expected me to do, I would view my task as noble acts of kindness. I visualized the whole crowd of people cheering for me. I was resolved to have fun. I was tremendously successful at having a great time. I no longer resented doing what I had to do. As a matter of fact, I actually enjoyed doing whatever I chose to do. This was the beginning of a harmonious marriage. My wife appreciated that I enjoyed doing things that she wanted me to do. She, too, began to enjoy doing things that I appreciate her doing. It was amazing how my entire life was so much more enjoyable.